Ajahn, I was wondering if anywhere the Buddha talks about, in relation maybe to our karma, like the family that we find ourselves in, is it linked to our working on our own karma through the family karma? Is this something that is mentioned about that?
Not in so many words. Things like family karma or national karma, they get introduced sort of in the light of the Buddha's teachings, but you don't find that kind of wording, as far as I'm aware, in Pali canon. Certainly, the association of different beings over time, what you see quite regularly, not just in the Jatakas, but also in the Pali canon, there'll be mention of having been close to other people in a previous lifetime, like the Buddha having being close to Ananda or to Sariputta or to the other great disciples that are appearing in different stories, different accounts, different suttas. Say, for example, there's the occasion when the Buddha's on alms round with Venerable Ananda, and Ananda notices as they go past a particular spot that the Buddha smiles, and then Ananda goes, it is not without reason that the Blessed One smiles. And so when they finish the alms round, then Ananda says, when we went past this particular spot, then you smiled on that occasion. And the Buddha tells this story that in a previous lifetime that he had been friend with a potter called the Gatikara Sutta. He was a Brahmin called Jyotipala, and he was friends with this potter. And the potter was a disciple of the Buddha Kassapa. And he's trying to persuade his friend Jyotipala to come and meet the Buddha Kassapa. And he says, I'm not interested, you know, it's kind of another wanderer, some kind of religious specialist, you know, I'm not interested. And then Gatikara takes hold of his hair and drags him sort of by the top knot. And he's sort of literally dragging him physically to go and visit the Buddha Kassapa. And as he's being dragged by the hair to see the Buddha Kassapa, he says, this is no usual thing. I'm a Brahmin. He's a potter. He has got me by the hair and he's dragging me to go and see this person. This cannot be anything ordinary. I should pay attention. And then he goes to meet the Buddha Kassapa and is impressed by that encounter and then becomes a bhikkhu with the Buddha Kassapa. And that was what made him smile. He's remembering Gatikara as a layperson. Both his parents were blind and he was working as a potter and just made his pots available for people to buy, and then he would let people pay whatever they wanted to in terms of cost. And then he used the funds to help support his parents. So he was still a layperson when he passed away, but he was reborn as an anagami in the Sudavasa, the kind of the pure abodes. The Buddha would remember that, Gatikara, he's now amongst the Brahmas up in the pure abodes, and he remembered that occasion with a smile. And that recognition of having been together in a previous lifetime and that encounter and knowing where he's been reborn, that sort of was part of the picture. It's more pronounced in the Jataka stories. At the end of the Jataka stories, often the Buddha would say, in that previous lifetime, you know, I was the prince and Ananda was this person or Upalavana was that person, and name who was who in that lifetime. So there's a kind of an encounter and keep sort of crossing paths with different people in different roles. Sometimes the Bodhisatta who became the Buddha would be a kind of junior person, and then Sariputta or the nun Kemaka would be a senior person, would be a queen or would be an elder. So they have different positions in different lifetimes, but they encounter each other. But you don't get expression like family karma or national karma used as such in the Pali canon. In more recent times, people use that kind of language. That makes sense. Yeah. There's a familiarity or a connection, but nothing sort of that's fixed. In terms of personal records, sometimes people have said to Lumpur Sumedho, apparently have certain abilities, say, Lumpur Sumedho, you were Lumpur Cha's grandmother in a previous lifetime. And then in his response to that, Lumpur Sumedho said, well, I don't remember that, but the idea of being Ajahn Chah's grandmother, I feel quite happy about that idea, but have no memory. And whether it's true or not, who can say? I remember a family coming here one time, this young girl asking about remembering who you were in a previous lifetime. Very kind of serious young child, and she was with her mother and grandparents. And I was explaining how things worked in terms of Buddhist cosmology, mythology. And she said, Well, I can remember who I was last time, but I want to know who I was before that. And she turned around and she said to her grandmother, I was my grandmother's mother my last time, so I remember that, but I want to know who I was before that. How do I learn? And she was quite matter-of-fact about it. Then she turned to her mother and said, so I was older than you.
How old was she?
She was about 8. Very matter-of-fact, dead serious. She wasn't kind of joking or kind of saying maybe. There was no maybe. It was like she really remembered being her grandmother's mother. And she said, you know, I remember bringing you up as a child. But I want to know, what about before then? And I said, well, sorry, I can't help you. It was a very, very interesting encounter.